Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, James is right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Foul Territory here on Blog Talk Radio. It is October 3rd. We are in October. This year is flying by. And tonight I'm joined by Carson Phillips Spots, who is subbing in to do some co-hosting with me because Travis Jones is on a high-powered executive business trip up to New York City in the Big Apple. He's swinging deals and making things happen on his birthday. So, Travis, have a happy birthday, my friend. But enough of that. We are in the here and now. We're here to talk about sports. I simply have to mention right at the top of the show that the Oakland Athletics have won the American League West. That's right. You've heard me right. They beat the Rangers today. They swept them, and they took that division, forcing the Rangers to that one-game playoff. We are going to start with the NFL, but I just wanted to get that in at the top. I've been talking for a while now. Carson, how you doing, my man?
Ace of Bill, man. Great to be on the show. Like you said, I'm not Travis Jones. Travis is in New York, living life up there. Glad to be in his place. Based on the show goes tonight, Ace, I'm not sure you're going to want old TJ back. Let's see how it goes.
It'll be a performance to be topped, and it'll really challenge him in the coming weeks, so he knows that his job is by no means safe.
It should do him some good, definitely.
And you know what they say in the NFL? It's all about the opportunity. Carson's like that third-string running back who went undrafted out of Southern Missouri Valley State University and is getting a shot at the big time, and let's see if he can run for 150 yards.
Sam Congato, that's me.
You are Sam Congato. I've always thought of you that way. And so let's get right into one of our favorite segments, and that, of course, is a segment that features some of the most beautiful singing from the movie Step Brothers. We're talking about Tweet Child of Mine.
Tweet Child of Mine, Sabil. I will start it off. My tweet of the week was from a man of very few words, two to be exact, 2 Chainz. He tweeted this week, "Just picked a tomato out of my garden and ate it." Pretty good. I said a man of few words, a man who's all about his gardening and his produce. So that was my tweet of the week.
That is pretty funny. I do love 2 Chainz. And we talked a little bit about the new Kanye West compilation album, Cruel Summer. And he featured 2 Chainz pretty prominently, got on a number of songs there, and represented the Dirty Dirty. My tweet of the week is from none other than the real Donald Trump, talking about Donald J. Trump. This dude, you all know who he is. He might be one of the more conceited people on planet Earth. His hair is amazing, though, so I'll give him that. But this tweet, just perfect example of everything that Donald J. Trump is about. Without further ado, "The cheap 12-inch square marble tiles behind speaker at UN always bothered me. I will replace with beautiful large marble slabs if they ask me." Like, just please someone beg me to throw my fucking wads of cash around. I'm Donald Trump, and I would love to fix everything that's wrong in the world by just chucking a wad of 50s at it.
And Donald Trump's not talking about a small remote village that doesn't have, you know, internal plumbing. He's talking about the UN, for God's sakes, not having enough marbury behind the speakers. That's something else.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S., many people in the U.S., conservatives especially, very suspicious of the UN, really never want to do things with the UN sanctions, always happy to go without them. So maybe just not wasting any opportunity to take a shot at the UN. Donald Trump has become one of the more prominent mouthpieces for the GOP, but we always say that we'll never talk politics. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the National Football League because the National Football League is popping off right now. And as we always do, starting off, we're going to break down tomorrow night's matchup. Thursday night football is now a tradition. It's been forced upon us, and I hope everybody has NFL Network at this point, because there actually have been some good games on there. And this week's game is very interesting. We have the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. That's right, the undefeated Arizona Cardinals traveling to St. Louis to play the Rams, who are 2-2. And I think everybody's wondering, are the Cardinals for real? Now, I don't know if the result of this game will answer that question, but Carson, are the Cardinals for real?
I think, you know, they have shown some things, you know, that have been pretty, you know, impressive, you know, as of late. And like, you know, one of the offensive linemen, you know, excuse me, what's his name? College, an offensive lineman, so eloquently put it about the Cardinals' performance after they beat the Finns in a close game last week. You know, we're not the prettiest girl at the dance. You know, we're like a four or five, he said. We dance like an eight. And I think that that's what they're doing. They're dancing like an eight as of now, even though on paper they might be a four or five. But they definitely done some things to impress me. Currently have the third-ranked defense, you know, in the league. You know, match that up with the offense that puts up around 21, 22 points a game. So I think that they're formidable for now. In the coming games look pretty promising for them based on the schedule. But looking for tomorrow tonight, I think that, you know, they'll end up getting it done, you know, in St. Louis and pulling it out. I think that it's going to be a closer game. I'm going to go with, you know, maybe 24-17. I just think that personally, a great defense, offense that has, you know, been able to put things together. And you always have that Larry Fitzgerald threat. I think that whenever you get him going, you know, that offense can be more dangerous. And then offensively, St. Louis has just struggled to get things together. So I think that, you know, the Cardinals end up taking it tomorrow to move on to 5-0. How about you, Ace?
Well, that's interesting. And it's just always funny to talk about the Cardinals playing against St. Louis, especially in the thick of the baseball season. It always confused me a little bit.
Yeah.
But the Arizona Cardinals, so you say that they dance like an eight, but really are more of a four on paper. Now, I think everyone would agree that there's never, ever been a team that was really a four that made any sort of run in the playoffs. You get exposed really quickly, if not in the regular season, which most teams do. You know, if you somehow get through the regular season, you get exposed in the playoffs. A team that already has put themselves in a very good position by the nature of their 4-0 record. You know, you can say, oh, 4-0 doesn't mean much. No, it doesn't mean anything about the next 12 games, but what it does mean is that they have a very good chance to make the playoffs because they've already won four of those games. I like them to win this game, too. They're going into St. Louis. St. Louis has been much better. You know, we talked about how they brought in Jeff Fisher, longtime coach of the Tennessee Titans, and we know, you know, he always brought that edge to the Titans. They were always a hard-hitting, gritty team, and St. Louis has really brought some of that grittiness on defense. They brought in Cortland Finnegan from the Titans, a guy who, you know, obviously played under Fisher, and he's nasty on the outside. You know, he's probably more famous for his words than for his play, but he already has a couple interceptions on the year. And they have a real combination, a real core of young defensive talent that they drafted in the last few years. So, you know, when you're bad in the NFL, you have to take advantage of those high draft picks, and that's what they've done. They have Chris Long, which is, I believe, Howie Long's, is it his son or is it his nephew?
It's his son.
Okay, yeah. So he's playing for the Rams there. They have Robert Quinn, a guy who's taken out of North Carolina State, who had to take a year off due to some violations. So an interesting draft pick, definitely a guy that everybody thought they got at a good value because he had taken that year off. James Laurinaitis at linebacker, and Janoris Jenkins at corner that they took in the second round this past year, a guy that was really highly touted coming out of tiny northern Alabama. So the Rams have a good defense, and the Cardinals by no means have a good offense. They have a very serviceable offense. So, you know, I agree. This is going to be a close game. I don't see any way that any team runs away with it. But let's talk a little bit more about that Cardinals defense. So I was reading today about Patrick Peterson, and basically what everybody says is that at this point, Peterson, in his second year in the NFL, every game is put on an island with the other team's best receiver, no safety help for the majority of the game. Carson, how much does that do for the rest of your defense?
It is, you know, unremarkably, you know, something that's very special for the defense. When you look at the ability of the flexibility that you get, being able to mix up coverages in other parts of the field, bring blitzes. It, you know, just for instance, if you look at the, you know, the game that Calvin Johnson played against the 49ers defense, a game that he was, you know, relatively bottled up. You know, every single play he had two or three defenders in his area as, you know, a top wide receiver. That draws a lot of attention for your defense. So it puts you in a bind, sort of handcuffs you with what you can do with the rest of the field in terms of formations, you know, blitzes, coverages, schemes, what have you. But when you can go ahead and, you know, mark off, you know, one defender, you know, one, you know, part of the field, that just lets you, you know, be more flexible to do more things to confuse the offense on defense. So I think that's, you know, a skill that's pretty valuable to have. You know, Darrelle Revis, you know, offered that to his team, you know, early in his career. You know, right now he's been going through some things with injuries. You know, same thing with forgot his name from Oakland, who's now playing in
Asamoah.
In Asamoah, yeah, as a shutdown corner, physical guy.
Yeah.
Another thing that Peterson gives him an element of also the fact that he's such a good returner in the return game.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you do throw a pick that way, you know, watch out because, you know, it could easily be six.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they get a lot of pressure up front. We know they can cover. Patrick Peterson is an emerging star in this league. He's not a star already. And the offense has gotten it done. But let's just go over their games this season. Week one matchup against Seattle, tough divisional game, no doubt. Seattle, kind of a dark horse team a lot of people are touting this year. And they gutted it out. John Skelton, who was given the starting job out of camp, to a lot of people's surprise, got hurt in the game. Kevin Cobb came in, led the game-winning drive, was 6-for-8 with a touchdown, really, you know, galvanized the team. Then their second game was the one where they really got everybody's attention because they were playing the New England Patriots, who were sponsored by ESPN. they held the Patriots without a touchdown for the first 58 minutes of the game.
That's
Patriots scored at the two-minute mark. They didn't get their two-point, you know, and they weren't able to get a field goal. And you could say the Patriots were within a nose hair of winning that game, sure, but they also got dominated by that defense for a long time. And, you know, then they beat the Eagles, holding them to 6 points, getting the better of Vic, forcing two turnovers. You guys probably all saw in the highlights that one where at the end of the half, sacked Vic for a fumble, scoop 95 yards to the house, kind of a 14 or at least 10-point swing in the scheme of the game, which those are the type of plays that win games.
Definitely. And no, two things I wanted to comment on. The New England game, you know, specifically for me, is impressive. You look now, New England has the top scoring offense in the league, and you bottle them up to you know, 18 points overall. You know, that long, that touchdown. I think that's pretty impressive. Vote of confidence for the defense.
Or field goal.
And then when you look, excuse me. Yeah, and you look at. Excuse me, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that.
No worries. What you mentioned about having four wins not being so impressive, you know, historically, not saying the NFC West is going to continue and it's sort of, you know, being known for its mediocrity and you know, not being the highly touted leagues, excuse me, divisions in the league. You know, eight wins, you know, could win this division historically. So looking at the way things are working out right now, you know, it could be that they're halfway there. But you do have teams like San Francisco and Seattle, you know, coming to the helm. So you never know. Maybe you can get some teams to beat up on each other. But I definitely think that 4-0 is a pretty impressive start for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and already with a couple divisional wins, that's really big if things come down to a tiebreaker. Definitely putting themselves in a good spot. You know, I like them to win too. I'll predict an even lower score, I guess. I'll say they scrape one out 17-9.
Okay.
Don't really believe in the Rams that much, but Sam Bradford has looked improved this year. Steven Jackson is ostensibly healthy. That's a pretty good forecast. They don't have a ton of firepower at the receiver position, which has kind of been a gripe for a couple years with them. But, you know, football comes down to the game between the trenches, as Carson well knows.
Definitely.
And, this is a Cardinals team that could hang with those big physical fronts of Seattle and of the Niners on both sides of the ball, you know, especially the Niners. I mean, you think of that offensive line, you know, they can just move mountains. So, yeah, the Cardinals in a really good spot, and it'll be interesting to see whether Cobb holds on to that starting role. You know, he's never really performed well consistently. He's performed well in short stints, but, you know, Skelton obviously injured, but will be right there if Cobb falters, you know, especially with the stakes this high. You know, it's easy to give one guy a lot of time to figure something out if you're last in your division, but, you know, got to go for it if you're the Cardinals. So,
just to comment on that, I think that, you know, no one expected this 4-0 start out of the Cardinals. And I think that, you know, at least for the time being, you know, you're going to have to go with the guy who's hot. But, you know, like you said, you know, consistency has always been a problem for Cobb. You know, it might be that, you know, without the added pressure of the quarterback controversy and, you know, the amount of money he's getting paid, you know, supposedly the next franchise quarterback and not living up to the hype, you know, that might, you know, do a little bit to alleviate the pressure and let him play, you know, play football.
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. So, Arizona, decent chance to go 5-0 this week. Another team with a chance to go 5-0, the Atlanta Falcons. And before you can go 5-0, you have to go 4-0. And they came into last weekend against the Panthers with a 3-0 record. I was at home, big game, and it was a test. It was a tough test. And we talked about this before the show. I told you, as I was walking, running to a bar to watch the game, because the Falcons are never on out here on the West Coast. Gripe about that all day. I can't afford DirecTV. There's people saying that out there. I just can't. So I've got to go to a bar at 10 a.m. because that's when the Falcons start. What I do is I bring a bagel and then I get a beer. but anyway, as I was running over there, I was thinking, you know, we're 3-0, but we haven't had a divisional matchup yet. I feel like a test would be good for us. I feel like the Falcons right now could use a test, you know, to really show some character, to put them in a tough spot, see how they respond, the offense, the defense, everybody, to see how they've gelled as a team. You know, this team has been together for a while now. I mean, you're not at the point where you have any excuse for a lack of cohesion and a lack of togetherness and, you know, lack of communication. I mean, there's been some turnover, as there will be on any team. But by and large, the offense has been together, and a lot of the defense. So, you know, this is a team that had a big test, and they came in, and they gutted it out against the Panthers with a fantastic game-winning drive. Let's talk about that, Carson.
I think, Asa, like you said, I think we did, you know, we did need a test going into this game, and I think that you know, not too many people expected that this game would be the test for us. You know, the Panthers coming off a game, you know, against the Giants where they just got absolutely dismantled, embarrassed. You know, a lot of news reports came out afterwards that the team was upset with Cam Newton. Cam Newton was upset with his performance overall. And so I think that, you know, the Falcons coming off a big win off, you know, out on the West Coast against the Chargers, that it would be a relatively easy game. And, you know, Mike Smith said the best coming out of halftime when, you know, Carolina went up early, that, you know, he attributed, you know, slow start to a lack of focus. I think he was not happy with the way the team came out. I guess the energy level, the focus level, you know, in that first half. I think that the way that we finished the game was definitely a positive. If we want to be a playoff team, we made big plays when they need to be made. And frankly, Matt Ryan's heroics at the end of the game, I think, did a lot for us and shows his maturity, like you mentioned, and his development as a quarterback in the league. So, like I said, didn't expect this to be the test that it was. But I think that it says a lot for our team now, being 4-0, winning a close game, besides being 3-1.
Yeah, absolutely. And you need to have these moments